This is Jazz Made in Australia, an hour of Australian jazz brought to you across the nation by the Community Radio Network. I'm Philip James. We're continuing our roundup of jazz albums that were nominated for an ARIA in 2020. First up, Andrea Keller's Life is Brute If All. That's spelled B-R-U-T in brackets I-F, close brackets A-L. It's the second album with her band Five Below. The self-released album features seven tracks of contemporary jazz, gentle musical vignettes, intimate stories, and meditative composition. Julian Wilson is on tenor sax, Stephen Magnusson guitar, Andrea Keller on the piano, Sam Anning and Mick Meager on basses, and James McLean on the drum set. And this piece is called Blip. Andrea Keller and her band 5 Degrees Below. The piece was called Blip. Antelodic are Robbie Melville, who composes music and plays guitar, Monty McKenzie, who plays alto, sax and clarinet, and Gideon Brazil, who plays tenor, sax and clarinet. Together they create what I would call, and what others would call, I think, chamber jazz. It allows for moments of improvisation and sound sculpting, combining elements of both classical and jazz. From their ARIA-nominated album To Iceland, To Iceland, this is Antilodic and a piece called Jumba Jermaine.
Thank you.
That was Jumper Germain by Antilodic from their album To Iceland, To Iceland. Her album, Beautiful World, on her album Beautiful World, Frances Madden brings together a combination of jazz-infused melodies entwined with some memorable pop hooks and occasional hints of gospel. Here is Frances Madden with a nod to the late, great Peter Allen and I Go to Rio.
When my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio de Janeiro, my oh me oh. I go out and then I have to do the samba and la bamba. Now I'm not the kind of person with a passionate persuasion for dancing or romancing, but I give it to the rhythm and my feet follow the beating of my heart. Whoa, whoa, when my
Frances Madden, I Go to Rio. Another vocalist now, Georgia Weber, plays bass and leads a trio with guitarist Kenji Herbert and drummer Nathan Elman Bell. They call themselves the Sleeved Hearts, and their album, Keeping It Real, features 14 originals that meld between folk, indie, and jazz. This is a piece called Parachute.
Thank you.
From their ARIA-nominated album, Keeping It Real, that was Georgia Weber and the Sleeved Hearts. The track we heard, Parachute. We're going to hear a piece now from the debut album called I Write a Song for Her, for Me, by saxophonist and composer Jaden Blockley, who who won the James Morrison Scholarship in 2018. He hails from Perth, but his debut album was recorded in Melbourne with a fine band, trombonist Will Pethick, drummer Patrick Donnell, Theo Carbo's on guitar, and the ubiquitous bass player Sam Anning also features. This is Jaden Blockley and a piece called Bow.
Thank you.
That was a piece written by saxophonist Jaden Blockley. It's called Bow, spelt B-A-O, not B-O-W. And it was taken from his debut album, I Write a Song for Her, for Me. Beautiful. I'm Philip James, and this is Jazz Made in Australia, a special program featuring jazz albums nominated for an ARIA in the year 2020. This is a case now, I guess, of from the sublime, not to the ridiculous, but from the quiet to the more raucous, shall we say. The band Hollowpeak, Nick Milcharek, I think is how you say his name, on guitar, Harry Birch on bass, and Chloe Kim on the drums. Hollowpeak have been gaining attention for their visionary pursuit of improvised experimental rock and the intensity and raw power of their live performances around Sydney. Their debut album is Summit Over, and this piece, well, not quite an accurate title, it's called Still.
Thank you.
Hollow Peak and a piece called Still. In 2018, pianist-composer Nat Bach wrote and recorded a suite of piano lullabies, which, at least while she was pregnant, with her first child. The album has since clocked up more than 2 million streams in 80 countries. Her ARIA-nominated album, Forevermore, is a reinterpretation of the acclaimed lullabies by a jazz sextet, featuring Robbie Melville on guitar, Tamara Murphy on bass, Madison Carter drums, Zanny Kolak on violin, Anita Quayle on cello, and Nat herself on piano. This piece is called Call and Response. Nat Barsh, call and response from her ARIA-nominated album Forevermore. Stock is the debut release from an exciting Melbourne band of improvisers who've actually been playing together for close to a decade already. Harnessing the interaction and energy developed over hundreds of live gigs together, are Julian Wilson on saxophones, Craig Fermanis on guitar, Christopher Hale on bass, and Hugh Harvey, on the drums. This piece is called Too Soon.
Thank you.
When I introduced that piece, I said that Julian Wilson was playing saxophones, but in fact that sounded much more like a clarinet to me. From the album Stock, the track was called Too Soon. Vocalist Kristen Berardi and bassist Sam Manning join forces on their duo album Our Songs, Not Songs, bringing together a stunning collection of mostly original songs that entwines their improvisational virtuosity with an expression more akin to folk music, I guess. This is their piece called Sweethearts.
Softly goes the sweetheart, only in a whisper. As pale, as forgotten, have we sense to hear it or follow as a compass? For we lost storm, trust in dreams delivered us here on the shore. Safe to be, arms open, together we'll bring all the sweet. Go go da 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 da. Softly goes the sweetheart. lost our way in the storm. Trust in dreams delivered us here on the shore. Safe to be, arms open, together we'll bring.
Kristen Brady on vocals, Sam Anning on the bass, piece called Sweethearts. You've been listening to Jazz Made in Australia, produced for the Community Radio Network and recorded in the Sydney studios of Eastside Radio. Jazz Made in Australia was produced and presented by me, Philip James. My final selection in this program of ARIA-nominated jazz albums in 2020 is from the debut album from a big band led by composer Vanessa Parika. The album is called Love is a Temporary Madness, and it's a surprising mix of frenetic, interwoven, pulsing themes and some quieter introspection. We're going to hear Vanessa Parika Orchestra, and the piece is called Rebrahmanization. Thanks for listening to Jazz, and I hope to have your company again next time on Jazz Made in Australia.